Here's Pavla Horakova with this Sunday's edition of Mailbox.
Welcome to Mailbox. The time has come to reveal the identity of the mysterious Il Divino Boemo from our November quiz. The question inspired twice as many answers compared to the previous month, but unfortunately there are only so many quotes we can fit in our time slot. Let's start with Imo Obong Umana from Nigeria.
Your mystery Czech composer is Josef Myslivecek. He was born in Prague and lived between 1737 and 1781. He studied philosophy before developing a flair for music. He was based in Italy and became known as Il Divino Boemo, the Divine Bohemian, and Venatorini, the Little Hunter. He is often described as the father of Czech opera, and wrote 20 opera serie, but his operatic idiom was lacking a Czech characteristic, and was very much like an Italianate opera seria. He died impoverished in Rome.
Henk Portvliet listens to Radio Prague in the Netherlands.
The name you've asked for must be the Czech composer Josef Myslivecek, known as Il Divino Boemo, the Divine Bohemian, because of the sublime beauty of his music. His admirers included no less a figure than Mozart himself, whose own name, Amadeus, means beloved of God, which might have qualified him to know a thing or two about the divine.
Hans Werner Lollicke writes from Denmark.
The Divine Bohemian is a name given in Italy to Josef Myslivecek. He was the first Czech opera composer, but he wrote operas in the Italian style. He's mostly known because he had quite some influence on Mozart, whom he met in Bologna in 1770.
Jana Vaculík follows our programs in the United States.
I do not hear any of his pieces on our classical music station because Dvořák is more popular and well-known among Czech composers.
Katia Garajan lives in India.
In the year 1770, he met Mozart and he became the member of Academia Filarmonica. Mozart greatly appreciated him for his devotion to music. His works were very famous in Italy, Munich, and Portugal.
Francesco Rida, originally from Italy, and Irena Knoss, born in the Czech Republic, are writing to us from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Myslivecek gained his fame not in his native country, but in 18th century Italy, where he came to be known as Il Divino Boemo and Venatorini, the latter being a literal Italian translation of his surname. In addition to his operatic output, Myslivecek also wrote over 200 other pieces, including oratorios, symphonies, concertos, and some of the earliest known string quintets. It's interesting to note that Josef had a younger twin brother, Joachim, who helped fund his initial trip to study opera in Venice in 1763. Although Josef Myslivecek attained incredible fame in Italy and saw his operas produced by all of the famous opera houses, including La Scala, he died penniless in Rome in 1781 at the young age of 44.
Colin Law listens to Radio Prague in New Zealand.
For the court of Portugal, his operas were copied in longhand for performances, and now the collection at the Ajuda Library includes 18 scores, the largest collection of his operatic scores. However, his last three operas were failures. In later years, Myslivecek inspired several novels and an opera, Il Divino Boemo, 1912, by the Czech composer Stanislav Suda, who was blind from the age of 6 months and composed by dictation.
This is what Christine Takaguchi Coates from Japan wrote in her answer.
I was most interested to find out about Josef Myslivecek. I married into a musical family, my husband being a professional musician, and my two daughters are also studying music. I therefore take a great interest in all things musical, but I have to confess that I'd never heard of Josef Myslivecek before. I'm very happy to have increased my knowledge.
Another music lover, Christopher Larkosh, lives in Rhode Island.
I'm a great fan of 18th century music, and so I was happy to hear your latest quiz question, which Czech composer was known as Il Divino Boemo. The answer is Josef Myslivecek. His symphonies are beautiful, and hope to hear his music as part of your program.
Mark Schiefelbaum listens in Montana.
This month's mystery bohemian, I mean divine bohemian, is the opera composer Josef Myslivecek. He achieved quite a measure of fame in the mid to late 18th century for his works, but it seems somehow unfortunate that he had to leave Bohemia and move to Italy before he could truly become famous. I researched online hoping he had perhaps at least written one opera in Czech, but that was after his era. Myslivecek died in 1781, and the first Czech-language opera wasn't performed until 1826, paving the way for the likes of Dvořák later on.
And last but not least, Charles Konecny from Ohio writes,
Going from a flour milling master to a composer of classical symphonies and operas takes a great deal of talent. He took his talent to Italy, where his compositions were so well received that the Italians called him the Divine Bohemian, which gives credit to his Czech background. You can also tell a lot about a person by the admirers he had, W.A. Mozart being one of them. But like others in that classical time, misfortune comes, and he died impoverished and forgotten and lies in an unmarked grave in Rome.
Thank you very much for all your interesting and detailed answers. The four listeners who will receive small gifts this month are Mukesh Kumar from India, Christopher Lakosh and Mark Schiefelbein from the United States, and Peter Fredsbo Andersen from Denmark. Your prizes will be mailed first thing on Monday morning. Many thanks to everyone for taking part, and if you haven't been lucky this time, here's another chance. This month, we would like to know the name of the Czech doctor who first classified human blood groups. In order for you to be included in the lucky draw, your answers need to reach us by the end of December. The address is english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. Those are also the addresses for your questions and comments. Until next week, happy listening.